right, let's bring on Dr. Leah. She's got a fabulous tip this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
Now, Dr. Leah's joined us now for about a year and a half, and she is our naturopathic doctor who comes on and tells us how we can take care of ourselves from a natural way. And I think, for me, I have learned so much. I laugh about this all the time now. I still, in the shower, put cold water on my neck and under my arms because that's good for my immune system. I'm very concerned about
my
immune system.
I'm into vitamin D. I want everybody to know who's listening around the country. It was Dr. Leah who started the vitamin D. So she's the one that has started the influence with everybody taking vitamin D because we don't get enough.
And you know what else we do now because of her is we go out in the sun.
That's right.
For 15 minutes.
That's exactly right.
You know, like
Without sunscreen. So we're not protected, but it's only 15 minutes.
Yeah, 10 or 15 minutes. It's interesting how you start to think differently. I have my cinnamon every morning on my oatmeal.
Oh, we're devoted to you.
But I feel like it's really how I feel better, Dr.
And
Leah.
It's natural. It's all healthy and natural.
But anyway, enough about us, Dr. Leah.
What's your tip? You have a fabulous tip today.
Well, I'm so glad you guys are doing all this.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, it does make a big difference.
It does.
And today it's about the burn.
The burn.
Are you having a lot of heartburn? And a lot of people do. And some people, like, wake up with a sore throat in the morning or they cough a lot and they don't really know what it is.
Wait a minute. Is coughing a lot? Because I had that
for a
while.
Well, when you wake up in the morning with a sore throat, that can quite often be from heartburn or gastric reflux, as it's also called.
Oh, really?
So there's a lot of things that are done to actually really help it, besides the antacid or the Prilosec and those
kind of things.
Yeah, I mean, those are the most common. But sometimes something as simple as drinking chamomile tea. Because chamomile has been shown to help heal ulcers, inflammation, and swelling and stuff in the stomach or just in the gut mucosa.
Really? You know, when I read that, Dr. Leah, I thought I would have never thought of. I've heard chamomile tea is good, but never really.
Well,
that's
I heard
such
it
a nice
for calming and sleeping.
Well, that's what we always think of it as. Oh, it's going to help you sleep. But for most people, it doesn't really have that effect because we're so anxious. You know, it kind of just calms you down to normal. But it is really good for stomach and ulcers. Another thing that's really good is something called DGL, or deglycerinated licorice. A lot of times it's sold over the counter in tablet form that you chew before lunch, breakfast, or dinner, and you take it around then. It's the best time to do it. And what it does is licorice, like chamomile, is also great for healing ulcers, especially in the esophagus. Like if you have those kind from the reflux going up and it's causing a lot of swelling and bleeding in the esophagus, it will help to heal that. And it's been very beneficial for a lot of people.
So can I have the black licorice?
Yeah, is it the
candy?
Well, the deglycerinated form is the form that doesn't cause blood pressure to go up or your body to have problems with sodium.
Well, where do you find this, Dr. Leah?
Well, I've seen it. Actually, here in the Northwest, I've seen it in a lot of health food stores.
Like
there's some different brands out, different companies out there that sell it. And they sell it in tablet form, usually.
Okay.
So you can chew it, and it's called deglycerinated licorice, or DGL.
Okay. Good.
And I know it's out there for a lot of different places. You probably can even get it online nowadays. But it is very, very helpful for heartburn. Of course, another thing is to actually stop coffee and alcohol and chocolate.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
And peppermint. Those four things are really, they will relax the sphincter between the stomach and the esophagus and actually cause heartburn to be worse.
Wow.
So cutting back on them can help. Some people have to stop them altogether because they're have such a bad time with it. But some people, even just cutting back on those things, it does really help.
Oh, well, it's nice to know. That'd be hard to, like, totally. That's a lot of fun stuff you're saying you have to give up. But if you were in pain, I can
you
see.
Would,
I mean,
right.
I've always said I would do anything if you're at a situation where you're miserable. Of course you would give it up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do. It's easy. And I've had a couple of patients recently that says, oh, my God, it's so bad. You know, and they just love their coffee, but they had to stop it. When they felt better, they were like, I'm not going to drink it anymore.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, when you see the difference.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Those are great tips. Those seem really simple. Well, one of the things we've been saying to our listeners is call you and you have solutions for everything. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you can call Dr. Leah, come in and see her, have your blood work done up, find out where your vitamin D is, find out where all your levels are and what she can do for you. She's right in Bellevue. She's a great, great doctor. So give out your information, Dr. Leah.
Well, thank you. I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And all my information is also on chatwithwomen.com.
Great.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.